Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? We are doing part two of Dating Icks. In this particular part, I am going to be reading the icks that you gave. Now, for a little context, if you guys didn't listen to last week's episode, I would suggest to go do that first. But this is essentially a little fun, lighthearted conversation for the girls about some unserious dating icks that we get off of initial meeting or prior to meeting the guy. I feel like naturally we as women, we get the ick. We just do. And men get the ick too, but who cares right now? We are discussing what the women get the icks about. But that being said, I figured I would kind of give you guys the microphone and you tell me what your particular icks are. And I gave you guys a list of all of my particular dating icks in last week's episode. And this episode is all about yours. And I am going to be reading them and reacting to them right now. I have not seen anything that you guys have written. This is going to be like a live reaction. And I'm going to essentially either agree or disagree with you. And yeah, we'll just chit chat about it. So I hope that you guys are excited. I guess next week we'll go back to the serious content. I don't know. This is kind of fun. I love this silly girl chat type of thing. It's just a great way to start the day, in my opinion. And I don't know. It just kind of creates a little bit more fun around dating. Although obviously being icked out isn't the best thing. It's very silly. And it just takes the seriousness out of some of the things that we can't stand about people. You know what I mean? Like, I think naturally we are a little nitpicky as women and we have our preferences, we have our things, and that's just what it is. That's what being a woman is all about, right? And I don't judge. I love it. I live for it. Please go towards the things that you like, align with the things that you like, and cut off anything or anyone that does not match with that. So anyways, you guys sent me a lot of them. I'm literally scrolling right now. Oh my God, there is so many. I don't know how many I'm gonna be able to get through, but let's just get into it. Okay, the first dating ick that somebody said was going on a date with him and he's rude to the wait staff. Oh, this is big, guys. A guy who's rude to the server? Oh, absolutely not. I can't stand that. Like, why are you being rude to any type of person who is helping you enjoy your evening? And on top of that, I would love to add someone who is a bad tipper. If I notice that you tipped under 20% on a date, yeah, big ick for me. And for those who are like, oh my God, tipping is not necessary, blah, blah, blah. Okay, where you're from, maybe not, but where I'm from, it absolutely is. And I have been a part of the service industry. I know people who are in it, and it's the respectful thing to do because you know they're not getting paid a normal hourly wage. They get paid and their livelihood is based off of tips. So tipping under 20% is a big no for me. Okay, the next dating ick that somebody said was attempting to shove his tongue down my throat on a first date. Yeah, I mean, I think that it really just depends on the chemistry, right? Like, I'm not super against kissing on the first date, but there has to be a good amount of chemistry. And I would like to have known this person prior. If this person is a total stranger, we have not chatted, I think that maybe just a peck or no kiss is good enough for me. But yeah, if somebody's not understanding and reading your body language and you're not giving make out with me, then maybe they shouldn't do that. I just don't think that that's super appropriate. So I would agree. Okay, this is a big one. Someone said, if you can't decide what we're doing, get it together. This isn't Dora the Explorer. Oh my God, that's so funny. I agree. I think that a guy being decisive is very sexy. So an indecisive, wishy-washy, doesn't ever know how to make a plan kind of guy is a major ick. I would absolutely agree. Okay, this is funny. Someone wrote, when they constantly ask for selfies or send selfies constantly. Oh my God, huge. Okay, there's this guy that I know and he always sends me pictures of himself. And I'm like, did I ask for this? Maybe I'm a part of the problem because I am responding, but I have told him on multiple occasions that I am not someone who needs to receive photos. So I don't really know why he does it, but he's always sending me pictures of himself. Granted, I am not dating this person or seeing this person, but he does have a little bit of a crush on me. And I just don't know why I'm constantly getting selfies. So I totally think it is an ick. I don't like when guys take selfies, but yes, I agree with what this person is saying, that when they ask for pictures quite a bit, it is annoying. Like, asking for photos in 2025 is just not the vibe. Like, you can see it in person. And that's always my response, is like, if you think I'm gorgeous and if you want to see me, you can literally just see me in person. Okay, the next person wrote, a pearl necklace or painted fingernails. Yeah, too feminine, too hipster, not my vibe. I 100% agree. Sandals, soft voice, playing video games, if they shave their legs. I've seen it all before. Well, that's funny. Okay, sandals. Yeah, that's kind of an ick. I get it. But if the guy has nice feet, would it really be that much of an ick for you? Like, I'm curious of if a guy wears slides, right? Like, if he puts slides on and he's wearing, like, basketball shorts, and obviously this wouldn't be, like, on a first date, but let's just say, you know, you were, like, seeing this guy and he puts on a pair of slides and basketball shorts, would that be an ick for you? Like, is the ick the feet or is it the sandals overall? Because I do know that, like, I've noticed a lot of women will, like, make fun of guys for wearing sandals to dinner, which, yeah, that is a little bit of a white man sport, where the second the weather gets warm, they think they can wear flip-flops to dinner. And that would make me want to literally never speak to him again. So, like, yeah, I agree with the sandals. Then she wrote soft voice, somebody with a soft voice. I don't mind someone with a gentle voice, but, like, is there a little bass to it? I don't mind if a man is soft-spoken, but does he have bass? Like, does he have a good tone? That would not give me the ick necessarily. Playing video games, yeah, like, how old are we? Enough. And shaving the legs, I've never seen that, but I think that would give me the ick as well. Okay, somebody said, still using Snapchat. I agree. Okay, someone said, flowers on a first date. We don't even know each other at all, and it comes off a bit desperate. I don't agree. I don't think that that's an ick for me. I love gifts. I love flowers and I love chivalry. So I don't know if that would do it for me. Now, obviously, like, I think if you're not attracted to this guy and he's not doing it for you, then yeah, it could come off as an ick, because anything comes off as an ick when you're not attracted to someone. But if he's attractive and he's checking all your boxes and he brings you flowers, like, would that really be an ick for you? I'm so curious. I don't know. That wouldn't bother me. I've had flowers brought to me on 2 or 3 first dates. I loved them. I get, oh my goodness, you want bonus points. And I am gonna give them to you.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn. The podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, someone said bad BO. Yeah, bad hygiene. That's a no-go. That's an ick. Like, we need to take a shower. Like, we should have taken a shower before the date and put some deodorant on and some cologne. And you can also tell when somebody is masking. Bad BO too. Like, you need to get the dirt off first, babe, before you layer the scents. I can smell all of the BO underneath that Dior. Extreme love bombing. Oh, this is big. A lot of guys will love bomb you on the first date. They will say a bunch of, oh my God, you know, this is, like, the most amazing I felt in a long time. I want to do all of this with you in the future. And it's just so obnoxious. And it's a tired ass line that they do to, I don't know. I don't know if it's to manipulate you or to get in your pants quicker. I'm not really sure, but I agree. I think that taking it slow and just getting to know each other is the most attractive thing a man can do on a first date. And him just trying to, like, gas you up the entire time and talk about your future together, it's just a little bit too much. And it is a little bit of an ick. Okay, someone said baby daddies. That's hysterical. Yeah, I've dated a guy with children before and I decided after him to not do it again. So I would have to say I wouldn't consider it an ick. It's just more of a boundary for me. I'm not really interested. I want to have a man that we have our first child together. That's kind of my plan, but I get how that could be like a full-on ick for someone. Okay, someone said, being nonchalant. Yeah, not hot. Like when a guy is trying to act like he's too cool for school, that sitting across from you isn't a blessing. Like, babe, you are a princess. He should feel very, very, very proud and very, very honored to be sitting in your company. So if he's just nonchalant and just kind of giving like, oh my God, I'm yawning, I'm going to sleep. Yeah, that's an ick. Oh, this is so funny. Someone said his butt crack coming out when he's getting out of the car. Yep, that will do it for me, babe. The crack getting out of the car is bad. Someone said, when they say the word females, 100% agree. It's giving red pill content. Why are you calling women and ladies females? I don't do it. I don't do that. Absolutely not. Okay, on the first date, someone said, someone who's just not chivalrous. Like, is he not asking me to, you know, give him my jacket, hold open doors? Is he just not doing the things that a man would do? That would give her the ick. 100%. I think that a guy that doesn't open the door for you, I also don't like, I'm gonna add to this, is like when he walks too far in front of you. That is so rude. Like, he should be walking beside you or kind of a little bit behind you and holding your back, making sure that he is walking you and guiding you in a direction that feels like you have a gentleman with you. I do not like when a man is walking 15 steps in front of me constantly, doesn't hold the door open, doesn't open up my chair. It's just not respectful, and I totally get it. So I'm right with you there. Men who call women gold diggers. Yeah, I don't like that either. That is an ick. I don't know if I've ever had a guy say that to me or talk like that on a date. Like, I think most men know that I am not a gold digger and that I have plenty of gold to dig in my own home. That conversation would just be super irrelevant. But that being said, please don't talk about women like that because you don't have any gold to dig in the first place, babe. Someone said, bad style, especially when they don't dress for the first date. Okay, this I can work with. If a guy is handsome, well-mannered, and seemingly is a good person, if he's not a super fashion-oriented person, it would not bother me that much. If he's trying his best and doing the best he can with what he has, listen, at the end of the day, the girlfriend effect is very real. If I get you in my hands one day, I'm going to take you to Zara, I'm going to take you shopping, and we are going to revamp your wardrobe. I actually think it's a little bit of like a green flag when a guy isn't super good at dressing. Like, I know, maybe that's just me being like Barbara the Builder here, which I don't know if it's really Barbara the Builder, but I just love a guy who's handsome, but like doesn't know he's handsome. And sometimes fashion falls into that category. So I don't know if that would be like an ick of mine. I think I would say on the date, like, you know what you need, babe? You need the girlfriend effect. Like, I could see myself saying something like that to a guy, and then he'd be like, oh my God, yeah, I could really use some new outfits. Like, there was a guy that I thought was so cute, and I remember he like wore a sweater, and I told him, I'm like, oh my God, like you look so handsome in a sweater, because every time I would see him prior, he was wearing like a sweatshirt or just like a loose fitted shirt that wasn't as handsome on him and not as good looking. And when he was in a sweater, I'm like, you look great like that. And I had made a joke like, oh my God, like, you know, you just need a little revamp to the wardrobe. And he was very receptive to it and thought it was funny. So sometimes it just takes a little tweaking to get a guy to look good. But you don't want to pass on a sexy guy just because he has a bad style. Come on now. Okay, this is a good one. Someone said, someone who is a gender war debater. Yeah, again, that kind of falls into like the red pill content vibe. No thanks. Then someone said, a man driving with no seatbelt. Yeah, safety first. I don't know if that would give me the ick, but I would probably be like, hey, babe, like put your seatbelt on. Like that would be something that I would say right then and there. Because why? Ooh, this is a good one. A Velcro wallet. Wait, I never even thought about that. Yeah, that might be an ick of mine now, guys. I don't know if I've dated a guy with a Velcro wallet. It's kind of giving high school or like middle school, right? A Velcro wallet. Ooh, that's embarrassing. Yeah, that would give me the ick. Someone said when a guy acts gross, whether it's like passing gas, burping, things like that. Yeah, that's just inappropriate. Listen, we all fart, we all poop, we all burp, but you do that in the privacy of your own home and you don't do that in front of a lady. So if he is doing that in front of you and he thinks it's normal, ugh, it's giving bro. Like, I just don't do the bro vibes. Are you acting like I'm one of your boys? Like, you need to be a little bit more respectable and you're in a public place. Like, what is happening here? Okay, someone said, unkept man hands. Yeah, hands are definitely something that I pay attention to for a multitude of reasons. It tells you a lot about a man, his hands. So yeah, unkept hands, long fingernails, dirty nails, dry, cracked hands, calloused hands, long fingers, stubby fingers. This will tell you a lot about a man. It just will, whether it's a good or bad thing, you know? Okay, this is actually a really good one. And this is a very random, unserious type of ick, but I love it. And the person said, he said that he doesn't need any friends. That gave me the ick. Yeah, I have dated guys that have said stuff like that before. And it's giving, I'm against the world. And tonight is going to be the night that I will fall for you. Like, it's just, it's too much. Like, why are you so emo? Like, why are you so cynical? And yeah, it's kind of giving woman vibes. Like, why would a man be so against making male friends? Like, yeah, it's a red flag for me and it's an ick. Like, I think that if I were to meet a man, he told me he had no friends or he doesn't need friends or whatever, it would just be like, ugh. And I have dated guys that have said stupid shit like that before. And I'm like, ew, like, what does that even mean? Like, why are you so untrustworthy? Who do you spend time with? Your mom? Women? Like, and that's another red flag. Like, when a guy spends too much time around like women, that's an ick. Like, yeah, no. This is a good one. Someone said mumbling. So someone earlier had said somebody who has like a soft voice. It's different to be soft spoken and to mumble. So like if you're on a date with a guy and he's ordering from the server and the server can't hear him, yeah, I'm gonna get the ick. I'm so for real, guys. Like if she keeps saying like, I'm sorry, what did you say? Pardon? Repeat it. Oh my God, I would literally die. I would literally die. Like speak up. Like, this is something that we learn when we are very young, that there have to be, like, some sort of, like, decorum and, like, proper way to speak in public settings and to project your voice in a certain way and to make eye contact and all of these things that, like, I don't know how adult people are getting around not being able to do this. It's so bizarre to me.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ooh, this is a good one. Making sexual jokes constantly to seem cool. Yeah, I don't do the sexual jokes and I don't like the sexual innuendos either. There was this guy I went on a date with and I wasn't really picking up what he was putting down at first because, not gonna lie, sometimes I'm a little naive and if I'm not thinking what you're thinking, I'm not gonna assume what you're thinking. So there was like a hotel above the restaurant and he was like, there's a hotel above the restaurant. And I just didn't really care that he said it because I thought he was just like making a point. But then he said it again when we left. And I'm thinking like, is this guy like trying to make some sort of like weird sexual joke that we should like go and stay in the hotel after we are done eating? Totally ignored it because I'm not sleeping with you on the first date. So you're just talking just a talk at this point. Ooh, this is a big one. Not knowing the sidewalk rule. I hope that you guys all know what the sidewalk rule is. But yeah, that is a big ick. And I have had to remind men in the past. And yeah, like they don't pass the test if they have me walking closer to the street. Yeah, I will not speak to you again. I'm so serious. Because like, what is happening? I don't understand how this is happening. Like, how do you not know that this is like a protection of women? When he says, what do you bring to the table? Yeah, I haven't had a guy say that. And again, that's another red pill content regurgitated sentence that I don't stand for. And I'm not interested. Oh, this is a good one. Someone who is negging on the first date. Yeah. So like negging is essentially someone who's like constantly picking you apart, making fun of you, making like weird passive aggressive jokes. I don't do jokes. Okay. I don't joke with men because one thing about men is that when they joke, it's not actually a joke. They're telling the truth and they're trying to see what they can get away with and how shitty they can speak to you and for you to like just forgive them. So men rarely joke and mean it as a joke. It's how they actually feel. So if I feel like I'm being negged or a guy is like passive aggressively saying things to me, I will not speak to him again because you do not like me, sir. So just like get out of my face. Like it's not something that you do, especially on the first date. It's just not okay. Ooh, this is a good dating ick. When the man takes more bathroom breaks than I do. Yeah, I think that a guy that's constantly using the bathroom on the date, it's kind of a red flag. I remember there was a guy that someone that I knew went out with and he was getting up to use the bathroom quite a bit. And then she had found out later on that he was doing coke in the bathroom the entire time. And you know, if you do coke, you have to keep doing it in order to stay high. So she was like, why does he keep getting up? And then she realized, oh, it's because he's doing coke, which red flag. But like, oh my God, like, are we for real? Like on a date? Like this is just not normal. So yeah, I see what you're saying about somebody getting up and using the bathroom constantly because it's like, how do you have to pee this much? when he asked to hang out at either mine or his place after the date. Yeah, I don't like that either. I think that that's just not reading the room properly. Like, this is a first date. I think we need to move a little bit slower than that. And a lot of these men are just into like the instant gratification. They have literally zero patience and they always end up exposing themselves and embarrassing themselves, in my opinion. So I 100% agree. And that would be an ick of mine as well. This is so funny. Someone said when he orders chocolate milk like a child at brunch. Yep, ick. I can imagine that if a guy did order chocolate milk in front of me, he would never see me again. Okay, someone said biting nails. Okay. It depends on how the nails look. If the nails look clean and he bites his nails, then like, hats off to you, babe. The nails look great. Please don't bite the nails on the date. But if you can tell that he bites his nails, I don't know if that's an ick of mine per se, because I feel like a lot of men bite their nails. As long as their hands look clean and everything looks like well kept, I think that that wouldn't be something that I would care about. But I totally see what you're saying there. If like they're biting them on the date, it's gross. But yeah, hands are dirty. So just don't do that in front of me. But if they look good and they look clean and it's giving short nails, I'm happy, because the long nails, like the free nail being too long, is gonna scare me off. I can't do long fingernails on a guy. I remember this guy I dated had a little too much white showing. And I said, that's it. That is it. Because I think about a lot of things when I think of nails. And let's not even get into the specifics. Let's just say I don't like seeing a white free nail on a guy's hand. I just don't. So biting them, if it keeps the white free nail from coming, then you know what? I am all for it. Okay, guys, that is all of your dating icks. I agreed with most of them. I loved them. They were really good. And I'm going to add those to my already existing list. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed making it. It was so much fun. And I feel like we should do more of these interactive style episodes in the future. So if you guys are into it, please give it a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this on. I really, really, really appreciate you guys for tuning in every week and enjoying the podcast the way you have. It really means a lot to me. And yeah, guys, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Pioneer.